to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the late in the middle of the night. I've just been recovering from being a little bit under the weather recently. I kind of have one of those flu bugs that have been going around. And I did 15 hours of solid sleep when I got back on Friday evening. I slept from 5:45 in the evening till 8:20 in the morning the next day. I don't think I've done that since I did like a triathlon when I was like 19 or something like that. So yeah, that was quite interesting. But it pushed the reset button on my body. And boy, I tell you, I woke up feeling so much better than when I went to sleep. So I was hurting come Friday late in the day when I was just pushing through the day trying to get done with everything. And if there was a time when it was good to get sick, it would have been on Friday, because boy, what a week. So many different things happening these days. Hey, how you guys doing out there? How's things going? I hope you guys are doing well. And I pray for you guys that God continues to bless and to keep you. And I had some interesting things happen, recently. I gotta say this again. The thing is, when people listen in here, one thing that people listen here for is the fact that by God's grace and God's design, He's chosen to use this is a place that He would put His word and get His word to His people. Now this is not by any means the only way that God speaks. This is a way and a means that He uses to get the message to a number of those that are His. And the way that He does this is He has a set of people, myself being one of them, and a number of others behind the scenes as well, and some others that are involved in posting here too. But He's got people that have given themselves over to Him for His will, His desire, His purpose and plan. And this just happens to be, an extension of that decision in life, that free will decision in life. And it just happens to be a platform and a means by which the message gets out. Now, at no time are we seeking to try to have people look to us as such, to look to us as individuals, as something as special or something that should be exalted or put up or idolize or anything like that. No, nothing like that. And the reason that I say this right now is because there's certain people that seem determined to try to they've gotten this out of place and they've gotten some things out of order, and they look to man and not to God. And there's a reason why we do things the way that we do. There's a reason why we why things are set up the way that they are. They're put like this and set up like this because, really, we just want to, for us on our side, you know, just to be faithful to the ministry that God's given us, and to say that which God gives us to say, and to do what God gives us to do. And that's it. For us, our success is in the obedience. It's not in how many people listen here, although there's a lot of you guys out there, actually. But it's not in how many people listen here. It's not in whether this grows or shrinks or becomes something more or less or whatever. It's not in anything like that. You know, it's not if people chip in here, you know, to keep this going. Not at all. You know, this has been, you know, it's not until even maybe this last year that this thing actually became self-sustaining. And you know, but we've always done this as a labor of love for the body of Christ and for brothers and sisters in Christ out there. So, you know, I guess the point, and just something got to say, is, you know, please don't look to us as anything that is just our hope and our goal in all of this is that, you know, those that would listen in would be pointed towards Christ and would look to Him, the author and the finisher of their faith, for all things, because He has what they need and He has what you need, and not us. And you know, there seems to be certain people out there that are just determined to want to put us in a place that we're not supposed to be. And I just have to say it like that. And you know, and it's not right, you know. And so we will do what God tells us to do. We'll be where God tells us to be. And you know, there's those that are allowed to be close to us, and there are those that are not. And you know, for the ones that are not, you know, we've made that clear. And for the ones that are, we've invited them in. And you know, that is a right that everyone has, actually. You know that you have a right to choose your company. Do you know that you have a right to decide who comes close to you and who doesn't? Jesus had that right, and He exercised that. You know, there was the multitudes, yes. And then there was the 70. Then there was the 12, which He chose. You know, then among the 12, there was the 3, Peter, James, and John. And even within the 3, there was the 1. You know, there was the disciple whom Jesus loved, which was John. Who Jesus, you know, and you see that connection that Jesus had with John, because even when Jesus was on the cross, John was there with the women. And, you know, there was something in the heart of John, you know, that, and a connection that was there. And, you know, you see that at the very end. You see that in the interaction that you know, at the Last Supper. You know, when Peter asked who would betray, or wanted to know who would betray Jesus, and he nudges John, and he says to John, "Hey, hey, John, ask him who he means." You know, why did he do that? Because, well, one thing, Peter knew that there was something that Jesus would tell John that he might not tell Peter. So, boy, that kind of breaks up the whole the whole sequence and order of popes now, doesn't it? Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. Sorry. Hey, it's in the Word. Just, you can go read it if you like. But you might want to think about that before you go shipping off your money and leaving your inheritance to the Vatican. Anyways, you know, people build empires and all kinds of crazy things. No, but Jesus had that right, you know, and so do we. You know, we have the right to decide and to choose who comes close in our lives and who doesn't. And, you know, this is, and this is also why, too, Scripture talks about guarding your heart. You know, guard your heart above all things, for out of it comes the issues of life. And, see, this is one thing about being, you know, a person of quality. And the people of God are people of quality. They're refined by the fires of this life, and they're tested and found to be true. And just as silver and gold are refined in the fire and made to be of worth and of substance, so we are refined as well. And when you become quality, which God makes you, you have choice as well, because quality is rare. And the thing that's funny is everybody wants quality, but a lot of people are willing to pay the price necessary to have quality in their life. You know, there's that proverb that says, like a city with broken down walls is a man that lacks self-control. And, you know, it's very true, because, you know, a man that lacks self-control and a city without walls, I mean, a city without walls, and basically whatever wants to comes and goes from that city whenever it feels like. So, wild animals and dogs and burglars and strangers and whatever, it just comes and goes from that place whenever it feels like it. And the same thing with a man with no self-control. A man with no self-control, boy, I tell you, you know, whatever demon wants to come and go from his life, comes and goes from his life as it pleases. Whatever illicit affair, whatever woman, whatever anything that wants to come and go from that person's life when they lack self-control, it comes and goes from that person's life and does a world of damage and a world of hurt to that person. And that's why, too, the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, 22-23, love, joy, peace, faithfulness, goodness, gentleness, self-control is in there. Yes, it is. That is a fruit of the Spirit of God. Now, fruit is a natural growth and a natural fruition of being connected to the source, which is Christ, which is life, which is the Father. So as you're connected to the Father through Christ Jesus, one thing that grows out of your life is self-control. So, you know, if you lack it, as you pray and as you remain in Him, don't worry. It's going to grow if you be in Him. It's just going to be something that happens in you. And what that means is there were things that used to just have you, and now you can say no to them. There used to be things that, you know, bound you, and now you're set free from those. And you're able to put to death everything in your life that keeps you from being what God intended you to be. So yes, self-control. You know what's funny? Okay, something that's interesting for me sometimes is it surprises people when you as a person walking through this life utilize self-control, because the world is not into that. Actually, the world, the system of this world, is very much have what you want when you want it right now. Big, quick now is the mantra of this world. Whereas the Spirit of God quickens His people to await in God's times and God's seasons, God's plan and God's purpose. And those that listen to Him, those that walk with Him, they see the fruition of that which God has put in their hearts. Now, you know, the clarification also needs to come here that, you know, it has to be God and not people's own self-interest and self-motivation. You know, this is one thing too. The heart is deceitfully wicked. And there's a lot of times that people tell themselves certain things and then call it God. And that deception is very powerful in some people. You know, I've met some people that have, you know, believed that some things were God when they weren't. And they've been very destructive to a lot of people around them. You know, one thing is, you know, when God instructs people, I mean, it's got to line up with His Word. And not people's own private interpretations of the Word, but the fruit of the Spirit and the true Spirit of God in the Word. It's also, it should be something that's in decency and in order. And, you know, because people can get pretty crazy with this stuff. You know, I mean, people have used throughout history, they've used the Scriptures to commit all sorts of crimes and do all sorts of horrible things to other people. And they've used the Scriptures. And then the devil, for a double whammy, will then get people to get mad at the Scriptures and not the demons that were using those people. And then they'll get mad at the Scriptures and say, look, the Scriptures are being used for this. And then they'll try to, you know, do something to get the Scriptures banned. Isn't that interesting? And then people get sucked up into that debate and that argument, which is dumb. Now, if you use the Scriptures right, if you rightly divide the Word of God, it is exactly what you need when you need it for every situation that you're in. And if you don't rightly divide the Word of God, it can become something very, very dangerous, used to do a lot of damage to a lot of people. And so that's why those that handle that word are brought into a stricter judgment. You know, Paul wrote it in his letters, you know, that those that preach and teach bring themselves under a stricter judgment. I you know, that's, I think, one reason too why, for myself personally, you know, I was originally I was a bit reluctant to even do this, you know, to even speak like this, because I realized that there was that in the Word. And you know, one promise that God made to me, you know, when I started out, was that He said to me that whenever I stood up to speak for Him, that He would always speak through me. And you know, but along those lines too, that, you know, if there were things that needed to be dealt with in my life, that He would deal with me, you know, but He would deal with me away from this, you know, away from the times that I would speak and preach and teach. And yeah, He's been true to that, you know. And the difference has been Him speaking in spite of me, or Him speaking with me working in conjunction with the Spirit and in alignment with Him. In both cases, He speaks. But in one, you know, God is working regardless of, you know, where I'm at and there being things that need to be changed. And the other being when I'm in complete agreement and alignment with Him, and things are just flowing according to His plan and purpose. So, yeah, that's always the better way to be, is just, you know, line up with truth, line up with Him, do what the Spirit of God tells you to do, and enjoy the plan and purpose that He has for you. So, just a small late night word, since I was having a little trouble sleeping. And yeah, I think I'm going to give it another shot. So, hey, you know, love you guys. God bless you. And keep on keeping on. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you guys. So, hey, we'll catch up with you again really soon. All right, so God bless you guys. Keep on, and talk to you soon. Bye.